You know how we're always talking about making sure people get the right training, like finding the right fit?
Right, right.
Well, this organization, Automation Works, it's a tech training setup.
Mm-hmm.
And they've kind of cracked the code when it comes to admissions.
Cracked the code, huh? I like it.
Yeah, no kidding. They can actually predict, like with 89% accuracy, whether someone's going to be successful in their program.
Wow, 89%. That's unheard of.
Right. And get this. They figure this out before the training even begins.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. How do they do that?
Yeah, that's the big question, right? So that's what we're going to unpack today. We're going deep on Automation Works' super-powered admissions process.
All right, let's do it. So where do we start? What's the secret sauce?
Okay, so first things first, they have this thing called the Admission Sampler Workshop.
Sampler Workshop.
Yeah, basically it's like a 90-minute orientation session. It gives potential students a taste of what Automation Works is all about. You know, their approach to learning, the kind of community they've built, that sort of thing.
Okay, makes sense. A little taste test before you commit.
Exactly. But here's where it gets really interesting. After that workshop, they give you homework. A whole 7 days of it.
7 days? That's a bit more than your average read chapter one kind of homework. What's involved?
It's way more than just textbook stuff. This homework is all about self-discovery and figuring out if tech is really your jam, you know?
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me more about this unconventional homework.
Well, one of the things they have you do is use this app. It's called Life Culture Audit.
Life Culture Audit. What's that all about?
So basically, it helps you visualize your dream life after you've completed the training. It's like creating a vision board, but with a focus on how your career fits into your ideal lifestyle.
Hmm. I like that. Helping people connect their personal goals with their career aspirations makes a lot of sense.
Right. It's not just about can you code. It's about where will you thrive as a coder? Yeah.
Absolutely. Because coding skills alone aren't enough. You need to be passionate about the work and see how it fits into the bigger picture of your life.
Totally. And to gauge your potential, you know, see if you've got that coder's instinct. They have you play this game called Sensei Games Puzzle Maze.
Wait, they have a game as part of the admissions process?
Yeah, it's this cool gamified way to assess your aptitude for coding, but without the stress of a traditional test.
Smart. That takes the pressure off and makes the whole experience more engaging, I bet.
Exactly. Who doesn't love a good game?
Right.
And then, to round things out, they also use the Big Five personality test.
Ah, the OCEAN test, right? Openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, neuroticism.
That's the one. This gives them insight into your personality and how it might align with different roles in the tech world.
Right. So if someone's super organized and detail-oriented, high on that conscientiousness scale, they might be steered towards a role like software testing or data analysis, where those skills are really valuable.
Exactly. It's about finding the right fit, you know, not just shoving everyone into the same coding boot camp and hoping for the best.
I'm seeing a pattern here. It's all about personalization and making sure people are set up for success from the start.
Absolutely. Mm. And that's how they get that 89% accuracy in predicting success. All this data, from the vision board app to the personality test, it all gets fed into their system.
Okay, so they're gathering all this information, but how does it translate into a prediction? It's not magic. Right.
No, definitely not magic. They're most likely using some pretty advanced data analysis techniques.
So they've got algorithms working behind the scenes, crunching the numbers and identifying patterns that indicate a high likelihood of success.
Exactly. And this is where things get really interesting, ethically speaking. You know, there are always concerns about using personal data for these kinds of predictions.
For sure, it's a sensitive area. But in this case, you could argue that it's being used for a positive purpose. I mean, if it helps people avoid investing time and money in a program, that's not a good fit for them.
Right. It's like better to know upfront if you're not cut out for coding than to get halfway through a program and realize you're miserable.
And from the perspective of workforce agencies, it's huge. They can allocate their funding more effectively, making sure that resources are going to people who are likely to complete the training and actually enter the tech workforce.
It's a win-win, really. Learners get a better sense of their own potential, and agencies can maximize their impact. But let's talk about the bigger picture here. Why is this approach so effective compared to traditional admissions methods?
Well, as we've been saying, it's all about preventing dropouts. Traditional methods focus on academic performance, but that doesn't tell you the whole story.
Right. Someone might have stellar grades, but lack the motivation or the personality traits that are crucial for success in a fast-paced tech environment.
Exactly. And by taking a more holistic approach, Automation Work is able to identify those factors early on and guide people towards the right path.
It's like they're setting you up for success from day one. And that's huge, not just for the individual, but for society as a whole.
Absolutely. We need skilled tech professionals. And this approach ensures that people are getting the training they need and actually finishing those programs.
So it's all connected, right? Individual success, workforce development, the strength of our economy.
Yeah.
It all ties back to education and training.
Couldn't agree more. And it makes you think, could this type of approach be applied to other fields? Like, imagine if we could predict success with this level of accuracy in healthcare or education.
Right. What kind of data would we need to collect? How could we adapt this personalized, data-driven model to different learning journeys?
It's a fascinating question and one that deserves further exploration. We might not have all the answers yet, but it's definitely something to ponder.
Absolutely. It makes you wonder what the future of education and training might look like if we embrace this kind of innovation.